News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, chilly start here on this Monday, 42, heading for a high just in the 50s. Dr. Bill will give us the full update in just a minute here. First, let's check the drive-in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one accident. Minor fender bender. Officers are on the scene there at Spring Hill Avenue in North Sage. Also, State Troopers March Road and Ben Hamilton Road have got an accident involving a motorcycle and the I-10 eastbound between the 3 and 4 mile marker. Another fender bender. So a busy start this morning. 7 decades of football. That makes the ideal game. Get tickets to the 70th Annual Reese's Senior Bowl coming up Saturday, January 26. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
At 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And just a side note there, too. Bill Finch, just heard the promo guy, big voice promo guy, which, by the way, Jeff Davis, what's up, man? Talking about Bill Finch's show and looking through the text line from yesterday and the questions on seed. You know, we talk about the Gulf Coast. We're not Boston. We're not Seattle. You know, we're a different thing. And already talking tomatoes. So if you're, yeah, if you're, you know, the big box stores will roll out come April, May, time to get tomatoes. That's long since time to plant tomatoes around here. We should be getting ready to harvest before the heat of summer. And so if you're thinking about tomatoes, you're a Gulf Coast resident, I know it's January, but it's already time to think about getting those tomatoes started. And by next month, end of next month, getting them in the ground so you can have tomatoes when you should have tomatoes along the Gulf Coast. That's the kind of hometown stuff with the hometown advice of Bill Finch. You catch every Sunday morning from 9 to 11 right here at FM Talk 106.5. So yes, it's already time to talk tomatoes.
That sounds delicious, especially with a little bit of salt.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And it's just, we love growing tomatoes, but if you wait for what the overall national media tells you, well, then that happens in May, right? Because that's set up for the Northeast Corridor, it's set up for other parts. On the Gulf Coast, our weather, it's different, y'all. And we get started a little bit earlier with the tomato game. So, listen, hey, and if you didn't catch Bill Finch live, it's okay. That podcast is up on our podcast page at fmtalk1065.com, or you could just click the link for Sports and Outdoors. He's there as well. Listen to both hours and talk some tomatoes and get ready. All right, very good. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, in time for headlines, here's Kelly Findley.
Thank you, Sean. And a little balsamic vinaigrette.
That's very good, too. Mm. And what is the cheese you can do with it?
There's some mozzarella on there?
Yeah, mozzarella.
You got a little,
the balsamic vinaigrette and the tomato. Oh, forget about it.
No way. Now, see, I was trying to stay healthy, but that cheese throws it off.
I'm trying to stay good.
Thank you, Chef Sullivan. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, 6:09 right now. Good news from Prattville as a missing teenager is now safe. Prattville authorities confirmed that 14-year-old Bradley Cole Blake, he had been missing since Tuesday. Investigators say he left his dad's home and may have been trying to travel to his mom's home in a separate city. Details are very limited, but police do confirm he is in good health and he has been reunited with his family. Expect to hear more details in the coming days. Here in Mobile County, a dozen Blount High School students have been suspended for taking prescription drugs while on school property last Thursday. Authorities believe that 10 children took Xanax, which is described as a class of drug designed to treat anxiety and panic disorder. Those same 10 children have also been referred to a drug education program, and their parents are expected to complete that program with them. As for the remaining two children who are believed to have brought the drugs into the school, well, it's been recommended that they be expelled from the school. Situation is classified as a Class D offense at this hour. Still unclear as to the dosage as to what these students may or may not have ingested. The Pritchard Police Department, though, they are currently investigating the situation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And coming up this morning, of course, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Kane with our traffic. It is Inauguration Day in Montgomery as Governor Kay Ivey is being sworn in officially for her first full term. We'll talk about that and then the big party that happened here along the Gulf Coast over the weekend. Coming up, we'll check in with News 5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, Kay Ivey will be sworn in again as Alabama's governor. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. Ivey kicked off her inaugural events with a party in Gulf Shores over the weekend. A man is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting in Mount Vernon. The shooting happened early Sunday morning at Barbecuing with My Honey. That's a bar on Highway 43. Authorities say a bullet was fired during a fight in the parking lot. It went through the wall of the bar. 39-year-old Wendell Barnes was shot in his head.
He was my baby football coach, and he was awesome dad, father, husband, everything. Like,
two missing fishermen will be remembered at a prayer vigil tomorrow in Theodore. That vigil will be held at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road, the same place where Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from Tuesday when they set out for a fishing trip. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. I'm Dalton Orwig. The NFL's down to four teams after four divisional round games were played over the weekend, and the four teams remaining were the top four scoring NFL teams this season and the four top seeds in the playoffs. On Saturday, the AFC's top-ranked Kansas City Chiefs beat the Indianapolis Colts 31-13. Kansas City's Damian Williams ran for 129 yards and a score, and MVP candidate quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 278 yards. The Chiefs are now headed to their first AFC title game appearance since 1994. In the second game Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-22.
They've got the win, 30-22 over the Dallas Cowboys. Next stop, the NFC Championship game.
That final call from ESPN 7:10 a.m. in L.A. The Rams had two running backs hit the century mark in the win. C.J. Anderson picked up 123 yards and two touchdowns, outpacing starting running back Todd Gurley, who had 115 yards and a touchdown of his own. It was the Rams' first playoff win in 14 years. On Sunday, the New England Patriots beat the L.A. Chargers 41-28 to earn a ticket to their eighth straight AFC Championship game. Sony Michel led the Patriots with 129 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Here's his second touchdown in the first quarter.
Running it, Michel, untouched so far. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, New England.
And in a cool story from the game, former University of Mobile basketball player Sarah Thomas became the first female official to work an NFL playoff game. Thomas became the first woman hired by the NFL as a full-time official in 2015. And to wrap up the weekend, the number one seed New Orleans Saints outlasted the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome on Sunday afternoon to win 20-14. Drew Brees passed for 301 yards and two touchdowns. 171 of those yards went to Michael Thomas, who had 12 catches and one touchdown reception. Marcus Lattimore had two interceptions for the Saints, including the game-clinching interception as the Eagles are driving with 2 minutes to play.
They get this off with a two-minute warning. Little surprise. Falls back, throws. Intercepted! Went right through Jeffrey's hands! It's
The two conference championship games will be played on Sunday at 2.05 p.m. The Saints will host the Rams, and at 5.40, the Chiefs host the Patriots. In college football news, two more Alabama Crimson Tide players on Sunday announced their intentions to leave school early to enter the NFL draft, bringing the total number of players leaving early to seven. Safety Deontay Thompson and linebacker Mack Wilson made their decisions public via Twitter on Sunday. They joined defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, running back Josh Jacobs, tight end Irv Smith Jr., and cornerback Savion Smith in declaring for the draft. Defensive lineman Raekwon Davis announced that he will return for his senior season. And as has become common, the Tide have quite a few coaches to replace this offseason. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, they may have already found their offensive coordinator. Russini tweeted Saturday that the Arizona Cardinals offered Steve Sarkisian the offensive coordinator position, but he instead has agreed to return to Alabama to work on Nick Saban's staff. In 2017, Sarkisian was an offensive analyst for the Crimson Tide. He took over as offensive coordinator for the team in the college football playoff title game after Lane Kiffin left for Florida Atlantic. Former co-offensive coordinator Josh Gattis left the Tide recently to coach at Michigan, and former quarterbacks coach and associate head coach Dan Enos, who reportedly was in line to be Alabama's offensive coordinator and play caller, left Friday to become the University of Miami's offensive coordinator. At Auburn, AL.com reported Saturday that Tim Horton, who's been the Tigers running backs coach since Gus Malzahn took over in 2013, will no longer serve in that role moving forward, but he will remain on the staff in an off-field role. 2018 was Auburn's worst season rushing since Malzahn took over as head coach. In basketball over the weekend, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers got back on the winning track with a 93-78 win over Georgia. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 22 points and 7 assists. Up next, Auburn plays at Texas A&M on Wednesday night. Those same Texas A&M Aggies beat the Alabama Crimson Tide 81-80 on Saturday with a buzzer-beating three-pointer from TJ Starks. The Tide were led by John Petty's 22 points. And next up for Alabama, they play at Missouri on Wednesday. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Arkansas State 91-62, and the women's team also lost to the Red Wolves 65-41. to 42. 20 minutes after 6 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. 620 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's forecast just 15 minutes away right here on Mobile Mornings.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fairhope Brewing Company invites you to their 6th anniversary party, Saturday, January 19th, starting at 2. Celebrate the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon-themed party with 40 beers on tap, including a few good hops, Fruit Loose, and Hazy Man IPA. $5 gets you in the door and includes a commemorative glass. Food trucks will be on site while you enjoy great live music all day. Performed by Edward David Anderson, Brown Goose, and a Van Morrison tribute band. Don't miss the 6th anniversary party on January 19th at Fairhope Brewing Company.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. From the Toomey's MontyGuard.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department have got an accident at Spring Hill and North Sage. Also, state troopers there at March Road and Ben Hamilton Road involving a motorcycle on I-10 eastbound between the 3 and 4 mile marker. They've got a fender bender. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road. They have the Lloyd made by Cavalier. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath with lots of upgrades, including a theater room and walk-in closets. Call 649-2777 and ask for Vic or Tiff. It's Regional Home Center of Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. And a chilly start out there today in the 40s this morning. 42 at our studios, heading for high around 53. Full weather discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming your way around 635. Right now, we're going to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Two men have escaped from their work release program. Both were in custody at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Bruton.
I'm sorry. It's just, yeah. This
I know.
Is a,
oh, no,
it's like
it gets
how many,
better.
How many times have you had this headline in the last 12 months?
I know. But, you know, and I think about people who are just getting up, you know, waking up for the morning.
Here we go.
Getting
again.
Kids ready for school that they need to know who may be running around the neighborhood.
You're right.
Seriously. Okay, but here's the deal. So 28-year-old Christopher Pugh and 28-year-old Christopher Moy, two Christophers on the run. They escaped Friday afternoon, and according to court records, Pugh has done this before. He escaped back in August of 2012, and then again in September of 2012, and has numerous charges for theft, arson, and other probation violations against him. He was awaiting a grand jury decision on charges of receiving stolen property, burglary, and theft. As for Moy, he was in jail on charges of theft of property. Call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office if you know the whereabouts of either Christopher. The number is 251-809-0741. I just bring you the news and let you know what's going on in your community. Hopefully you pass the word. News out of Foley this morning, as a teenager under the age of 18 arrested for making threats against a school in Foley. That message was sent online during the recent Christmas break. There was increased police presence seen at schools throughout the area after the message was received. So the message specifically targeted Foley High School, the alleged suspect writing that they would, quote, shoot up the school. Police confirmed the teenager has been charged with making harassing communications. Now, the school was not placed on lockdown. There was, as I mentioned, increased law enforcement presence, but that was for precautionary measures. In a message to parents, the school system asked parents and family members to please stop sharing the threatening message online, but rather, if you were concerned, to contact the school and or police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Dr. Bill will walk us through this week's forecast and some cooler air, obviously, in place this morning. What's it going to look like for tomorrow and on Wednesday? We'll get into it. And today, day 24 of now the longest partial government shutdown on record. You got a couple things happening right now of big note here when it comes to the federal government. I would say the TSA situation is a significant one, especially today where you had a storm over the weekend. Didn't really get us down here, but if you look mid-Atlantic, northeast, had a pretty major winter storm hitting a swath of the U.S. At the same time, there's a number of TSA officers who did not come to work because of being, air quotes, sick, you know, because they're probably sick of not getting a paycheck. Yesterday, TSA spokesperson Michael Biello said 7.7% of the agency's employees had an unscheduled absence, compared with 5.6% on Saturday and 3.2% a year ago. Houston Airport announced it will be closing one of their TSA security checkpoints after not having enough agents to operate screenings. Bush International announced through Twitter that the TSA security checkpoint at Terminal B has been closed. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees began work this week with no payday. Today is the 24th day of the partial government shutdown. President Trump has not ruled out declaring a national emergency to fund the border wall, but Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the president's most vocal allies in the Senate, now urging him to reopen the government for a short period of time before taking drastic measures. The Senate convenes at 3 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, a ABC Washington Post poll finds 53% of Americans blame President Trump and the Republicans for a shutdown, while 29% fault the Democrats. 42% favor building a wall along the southern border. And on the TSA frontier, okay, implicating any individual TSA officer, because I think there are plenty of folks out there probably doing a great, great job. Mm-hmm. There's also, like in any occupation, some that don't do a great, great job.
Right.
Okay. According to WSB in Atlanta, they learned a man carried a gun through a TSA checkpoint in Atlanta's airport. Yeah. Now, you know, I go through the Atlanta airport. I go through right here, Mobile. I get the full shakedown. If I wear
the courtesy massage.
If I wear a pair of Carhartts or mountain khaki pants because they have some metal stitching, I get the full rub down on the backside and everything. Well, TSA confirmed the incident, saying a man and his firearm made it through the checkpoint at Hartsfield International Airport and boarded a Delta flight to Tokyo. I'll give you more details on this, but they made it through with a gun. No check.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Extra police presence will be on the campus of Theodore High School today after a threat was made against the school on social media. School officials confirm a juvenile was arrested for the threat. Parents received this robocall from the school district.
The situation is under control and does not pose a threat. It is safe to come to school tomorrow.
A second threat aimed at Clark Shaw Middle School has parents concerned this morning. In that case, school officials say the child making the threat has also been identified. That student will not be at school today. A man in Escambia County, Florida, charged with two counts of DUI manslaughter, has been released from jail. Investigators say 24-year-old Hunter Black slammed into a car Saturday morning, killing two people, including a 15-year-old. Black was released from jail a day later on a $25,000 bond. And it's inauguration day for Governor Kay Ivey. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
A federal judge in California has blocked Trump administration rules from going into effect today to allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control. It's day two of the partial government shutdown, with the White House and congressional Democrats described as not talking to each other. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello is alarmed by talk President Trump may try to use disaster relief funds to start building a southern border wall.
It would be devastating for us not to get that funding, because it would mean that the dreams of rebuilding effectively would be lost.
A much calmer day is in store for the east following the departure of the weekend snowstorm, but there's a state of emergency in North Carolina where 48,000 people remain without power. The public defenders for the man suspected of fatally shooting a Wisconsin couple and kidnapping their daughter, who has been reunited with family members, say they'll ask that he appear in person today for his first appearance instead of by closed-circuit video, as is usual. Stock futures are showing substantial losses on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China's trade surplus with the U.S. hit a record high last year, but the country's imports and exports fell in December as the long-running trade war begins to bite in the world's number two economy. Despite the levies, exports to the U.S. grew 11.3% last year, while imports rose 0.7%, expanding the surplus to a record $323.3 billion. But in a sign that the White House's measures are having an impact, China's exports to the U.S. sank last month, and that new news is pressuring Wall Street, futures indicating a sharply lower open. The biggest U.S. public companies are warning their earnings may not be as strong as they hoped this year. Firms in the S&P 500 were projected back in September to report fourth quarter earnings growth of 17%, but dimmer expectations for global growth and disappointing holiday sales have forced many companies to slash their forecasts, pushing the estimated earnings growth rate for the quarter closer now to 11%. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning.
This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, March Road and Ben Hamilton Road involving a motorcycle. We've got an accident with injuries. I-10 eastbound between the 3 and 4 mile marker, also a fender bender. And again, Mobile Police Department are clear. You've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Just watch for local radar. The school zone's going to be busy again this morning, backing down to 20 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
All right, chilly here on a Monday morning. Some clouds out there as well. Kind of walk us through the weekend that was and what we can expect for the work week.
Well, the weekend turned out a little better than we thought. We looked for a little more rain on Saturday, but most of the rain stayed well to the north of us. With that big storm that's now producing snow across the mid-Atlantic states. And we're going to start out with some cool weather this early this week, and then it's going to warm up the second half of the week. And then late in the weekend, looks like an Arctic air mass will be moving down into the middle of the country, so we could see some cold temperatures next week, particularly Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now, as for today, it should be partly cloudy, another cool day, only around 54 to 55 degrees this afternoon. Then tonight, it's going to be cold, around 34 or 35 degrees for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sunny skies, but cool again, mainly in the mid-50s. And then a warm-up begins on Wednesday. We'll have sunny skies, and we'll climb into the 60s, around 62 degrees. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll see a southerly wind off the Gulf of Mexico, and that means moisture. And we'll see some shower activity for Thursday and Friday as temperatures climb up to the upper 60s. And then on Saturday, a good chance for showers as the cold front approaches. We'll be in the upper 60s. And then Sunday, mostly sunny and colder. Right now, looks like a high only around 50 to 52 degrees. So as we go through the week, we'll have a better idea of just how chilly that's going to be early next week.
So this is an actual outbreak of some Arctic air actually getting down here at the Gulf Coast.
That's right. It looks like at least the leading edge, and just how much of that we'll get, it's a little too early. But there's pretty sure bet we're going to see freezing temperatures, but there's a good chance we'll get into the 20s.
Remember when we had that conversation? I don't know if you and I had it on air or during a news break, but how I had trimmed back all the azaleas in my yard and they all put on new growth. And I said, yeah, you know what I'll get? Yeah. I'll get a freeze for that. And you said, yeah, probably. And here we go. Speaking of some freezing weather, looking at the mid-Atlantic states, even into the Carolinas right now, some video out this morning. We're talking about airport closures as well. They got a good bit of snow and ice up there.
Yeah, it's really been tough. And this is the first time this season we've really seen any kind of a snowstorm reach the mid-Atlantic states. And it doesn't take much up there to cause some real problems with commuters. And they'll be faced with that for a couple of days up in that region.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back very soon, but I want to remind folks, too, that if they have dawdled around here in the new year and not picked up a copy, if they made a New Year's resolution to pick up a copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac and haven't gotten it done, time to fulfill that New Year's resolution today. Where can they find it?
Well, we have a number of locations here in Mobile, West Marine, also Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, Classic Cars have copies, and they're Robert Moore, Christmas Town, and over on the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Fairhope, along with Billy Lankford Allstate. Also, you'll find copies at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and Robertsdale. Over in Robertsdale, Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 6:38, coming up, we'll check traffic, also update on headlines, and a reminder here, too, a podcast of this show or any of the great weekend shows, if you didn't catch them over the weekend, some of our locally homegrown content, whether they're talking about tomatoes or eating food or prep sports or outdoors or maybe even fixing up your home. All those shows and more information available online, fmtalk1065.com.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, no issues here at our airports along the Northern Gulf Coast, but if you got to connect through some of those airports that were affected by the snow over the weekend, better call ahead just and check, make sure it's not affecting your airport. And let me finish out the airport story from earlier. We mentioned that you had a passenger get on a plane through Atlanta's Hartsfield with a gun. Okay, cleared TSA. According to WSB in Atlanta, TSA confirmed the incident and said a man and his firearm made it through the checkpoint at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on January 2nd. He boarded Delta Flight DL-295 to Tokyo's Narita International Airport. An airline source says the owner of the gun informed the airline workers what happened when he arrived in Japan. Hey, by the way, y'all didn't catch
self-reporting.
This.
Self-reporting.
Did he say, ha-ha, I'm out?
He's got to come back, right?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a Japanese national or an American. I'm not sure. It says TSA has determined standard procedures were not followed, and a passenger did, in fact, pass through standard screening TSA checkpoint with a firearm at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport on January 2nd. TSA will hold those responsible appropriately accountable, which maybe they will. I've seen a lot of things in government when, you know, people really mess up and they just get like reassigned to like a lateral job. Yeah. You know, where in the private sector you right. get a foot in your backside. Mm. Hartsfield Jackson, like several other airports across the country, has seen increased call outs since the shutdown started December 22nd, which is now the longest on record in the United States. But I know you can't get them right all the time, but it seems like I'm confused. If you have to go through the metal detector, okay, then you have to go through the nudie scanner or whatever it is, and they get the pat that we all go through if we travel. Mm-hmm. How did the gun make it through?
It must have been in his carry-on. It just passed through the screener, and they didn't see it.
Yeah, it had to not go through the magnetometer.
And I was wondering how he got caught also, but I guess
he
told himself. Because as soon as you walk off the plane, you're good to go as soon as you reach your destination.
I got my gun through. I mean, so a little heads up there. All right, sorry about that. I just wanted to land that plane of that story. 6:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, before we take off into my news headlines, here's a comparable story, kind of, sort of. Here's the headline. Canadian air traffic controllers send pizza to U.S. colleagues working without pay.
Good deal.
How about that?
Take off, eh?
That's great. There's Canadian bacon on that pizza?
It must have been voted.
We'll have to check it out. So I tweeted that out at Kelly K2K Finley. You can read more about it. But I like the camaraderie. And then they show a person cutting into a big, beautiful pizza. Day 24, partial government shutdown. That's where we are. Hundreds of thousands of workers are furloughed across the U.S. I'm talking about workers in the transportation, housing and urban development, state, interior, agriculture, treasury, commerce, homeland security and justice, to name a few. Those workers shut down. I mean, really, can't go to work. There's nothing for them to do. They're not getting paid. But it's a different story when it comes to our members of Congress. Did you know salaries for the House and Senate are written into permanent law and not funded through annual appropriations? Therefore, they are not subject to a government shutdown, and they continue to receive their salaries of at least $174,000 a year. So about 5,500 Alabama federal workers are right now not being paid as of today. But our congressional delegation, I'm talking about Senators Richard Shelby and Doug Jones and Representative Robert Aderholt and Bradley Byrne and Gary Palmer and Martha Roby and Terry Sewell and Mo Brooks and Mike Rogers, all received their biweekly pay of approximately $6,700. On the flip side, Senator Steve Daines, he's a Republican from Montana, he has just introduced the No Work, No Pay Act, which requires all congressional pay be withheld during any government shutdown. Here's his quote. Folks are suffering at the expense of the political games being played in Washington. It's simple. It is the fundamental role of Congress to fund the government, and until that happens, they should not get paid. Would love to know people's thoughts on that one. As for the president, he donates his $400,000 a year salary to various charities since he took office back in 2016. And as with past shutdowns, there are some Congress members who have asked that their pay be withheld until the government reopens, or they've donated their pay in a show of solidarity with federal workers. Well, talk about right on time. There is a job fair this week in Baldwin County, geared toward hiring people at more than 45 companies with a special priority for our veterans. The annual Baldwin County Veterans Job Expo is this Thursday, January 17th. Thursday, January 17th, go to Bay Minette. They're going to have employers on site with companies in the healthcare, industrial, hospitality, and retail industries. They say a full-service mobile career center will help job seekers with your resumes and help you register for JobLink, which is the state's free online jobs database. So here's what you need to know. The event is from 8 a.m. to noon at the John F. Rhodes Civic Center. It's in Bay Minette. Admission is free. It's open to the public. Love this. If you'd like more information, call 251-937-4161. And Sean, if you want to get a jump on, you know, claiming that perfect job.
Yeah, you're giving me a hint here, yeah?
No, you're just my friend, and I talk to you like this during my news updates. And Dalton, I want you to know this as well. Tuesday and Wednesday, there are two job readiness workshops that are being offered. So Tuesday, 9 to 10 a.m., and then Wednesday, 1:30 to 2:30. Both take place at the Bay Minette Career Center. That's located on Faulkner Drive. They're giving you all the tools to succeed. Career Center Manager Vivian Havel says, "We are proud to host this annual event for the men and women who serve our country through the military. I'd encourage anyone who's looking for a job to come out." Again, if you have more questions, call the Bay Minette Career Center, 251-937-4161. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, Kay Ivey will be sworn in again as Alabama's governor. The day's events begin with a prayer service at First Baptist Church, then the swearing-in ceremony at 10. Ivey kicked off her inaugural events with a party in Gulf Shores over the weekend. A man is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting in Mount Vernon. The shooting happened early Sunday morning at Barbecuing with My Honey. That's a bar on Highway 43. Authorities say a bullet was fired during a fight in the parking lot. It went through the wall of the bar. 39-year-old Wendell Barnes was shot in his head.
He was my baby football coach, and he was awesome dad, father, husband, everything.
Two missing fishermen will be remembered at a prayer vigil tomorrow in Theodore. That vigil will be held at the CNS Live Bait and Tackle Shop on Deer River Road, the same place where Floyd Nelson and David Stegman launched from Tuesday when they set out for a fishing trip. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with Mobile Mornings. I'm Dahl Norwig. It's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NFL down to four teams after the four divisional round playoff games were played over the weekend. Four teams remaining were the four top-scoring NFL teams this season and the four top seeds in the playoffs. On Saturday, the AFC's top-ranked Kansas City Chiefs beat the Indianapolis Colts 31-13. Kansas City's Damian Williams ran for 129 yards and a score, and MVP candidate quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 278 yards. Chiefs are now headed to their first AFC title game appearance since 1994. In the second game Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Dallas Cowboys 30-22.
They've got the win, 30-22 over the Dallas Cowboys. Next stop, the NFC Championship game.
That final call from ESPN 710 AM in LA. The Rams had two running backs hit the center mark in the win. C.J. Anderson picked up 123 yards and two touchdowns, outpacing starting running back Todd Gurley, who had 115 yards and a touchdown of his own. It was the Rams' first playoff win in 14 years. On Sunday, the New England Patriots beat the L.A. Chargers 41-28 to earn a ticket to their eighth straight AFC Championship game. Sonny Michel led the Patriots with 129 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Here's his second touchdown in the first quarter.
Running it, Michel. Touch so far. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, New England.
And in a cool story from the game, former University of Mobile basketball player Sarah Thomas became the first female official to work an NFL playoff game. Thomas became the first woman hired by the NFL as a full-time official in 2015. And to wrap up the weekend, the number one seed New Orleans Saints outlasted the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome on Sunday afternoon to win 20-14. Drew Brees passed for 301 yards and two touchdowns. Marcus Lattimore had two interceptions for the Saints, including the game-clinching interception as the Eagles were driving with 2 minutes to play.
They get this off with a two-minute warning. A little surprise. Foles back, throws. Intercepted!
The two conference championship games will be played on Sunday at 2.05 p.m. The Saints host the Rams, and at 5.40, the Chiefs host the Patriots. In college football news, two more Alabama Crimson Tide football players on Sunday announced their intentions to leave school early to enter the NFL draft, bringing the total numbers of players leaving early to seven. Safety Deontay Thompson and linebacker Mack Wilson made their decisions public on Twitter. They joined defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, running back Josh Jacobs, tight end Irv Smith Jr., and cornerback Savion Smith in declaring for the draft. Defensive lineman Raquan Davis announced that he will return for his senior season. In basketball over the weekend, the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers got back on the winning track with a 93-78 win over Georgia. The Texas A&M Aggies beat the Alabama Crimson Tide 81-80 on Saturday with a buzzer-beating three-pointer from T.J. Starks. Closer to home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost to Arkansas State 91-62, and the women's team also lost to the Red Wolves 65-42. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working into new accidents. They do have that accident still there at March Road at Ben Hamilton Road involving a motorcycle and I-10 eastbound between the 3 and 4 mile markers with a minor fender bender, but it's off to the right median. You can host a Mardi Gras party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile, connected to the Battle House Hotel. These balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call the Battle House at 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and cool again with afternoon readings in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
655, FM Talk 106.5, 43 now at our studios. Cloudy and not warming up too much. High in the 50s today. More from Dr. Bill coming up right now. Our headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. The mother of one of the five children who died in a horrific crash while on their way to Walt Disney World has filed a lawsuit against truck driver Steve Holland and others on behalf of the mother of 14-year-old Jeremiah Warren. This story coming to us from West Palm Beach, Florida. Warren and other children were in a church van from Louisiana back on January the 3rd when they were killed in the crash near Gainesville, Florida. Holland of West Palm Beach and truck driver Douglas Bulkema were also killed. So attorneys want to inspect the two tractor trailers involved and examine the driving records of both Holland and Bulkema. Court records show that Holland did receive numerous tickets between 2000 and 2014 for violations such as speeding and driving an unsafe vehicle and driving an overloaded vehicle. To our nation's capital we go, as Senator Doug Jones, of course, Alabama senator, his net approval rating, not sure if you heard about this one, has dropped 17 points since the first quarter of 2018. So this is according to the quarterly rankings of our U.S. senators. So this is a poll from Morning Consult poll, and it has his approval rating of 40% with a disapproval rating of 35%. 25% said that they had no opinion of the freshman Democrat. Jones, of course, is a former federal prosecutor who defeated Republican Roy Moore in 2017 after a contentious campaign which had all types of hoo-jiggy, I'm going to call it that, involved. I mean, remember that? It seemed like every single day it was something different from both camps. Of course, the improper sexual contact allegations that were brought up involving teenage girls and Moore back in the 70s, that was part of the conversation, which Moore has denied. When it comes to our other senator, Republican Richard Shelby, his approval rating is 47%. Disapproval rating is 27%. Now, here's where it gets good, gentlemen. According to the poll, the most popular senators are Bernie Sanders, Patrick Leahy, John Barrasso, John Thune, and Brian Schatz. There you go. Have it.
Just neither of them here in Alabama. All right. Hour number two on the way next. Y'all stay close.